Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Hey everybody, I'm Dan Bespris, the host of Fantasy NBA Today, Hoopball's flagship full-season fantasy podcast. We cover every piece of news, every mock draft, every rank list, pickups, drops, buy lows, sell highs, and every sleeper candidate all year long, Monday through Friday. Come check us out. We're Fantasy NBA Today, and you can follow me on Twitter for updates at Dan Bespris, D-A-N-B-E-S-B-R-I-S. We'll talk to you soon.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, it is Ira Silver, and I'm back with my main man, Ramblin' Russ. But before we jump into Monday's baseball slate, just want to let you know this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They have redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team has spent 18 months perfecting the greatest hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. It's water resistant, which allows you to groom in the shower. I mean, where else are we going to do it, right, guys? This is the best in the biz. I love mine. You should too. Go to manscaped.com, type the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20, to get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Once again, the promo code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com to get your 20% off and free shipping. Ramblin' Russ, what's going on, man? Starting the season hot for our listeners at 2-0 on your best bets. Hopefully we can continue the hot streak. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I had a nice weekend. I watched my New York Mets win their first game and then go right ahead and lose their next two. I actually got a text from a buddy. He said, are they playing with a 10-run rule in baseball? I said, I don't believe they are this year, but it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. But we, guys, we want to get this show out to you as soon as possible. We got a couple early games kicking off here shortly in about 45 minutes from now. First game up on the board, we got a day game out in California. We got the Oakland Athletics hosting the Los Angeles Angels. Sorry, I'm used to saying Anaheim. So there was a little tongue twist there. But we got Bassett on the mound for the Oakland Athletics and Canning on the mound for the Angels. We got the Oakland Athletics at minus 115, slight favorite. The Angels are minus 105 right now, according to mybookie.ag. The over-under is over 9, under 9, both at minus 110. Russ, you got anything to say about this game? I know kind of where I'm leaning. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on this game first.
I'm leaning towards the Athletics, believe it or not. I think Oakland is the better team. They're home. But it's a very slight lean, and it's not even in my radar today, this game. Tough selection, but I would lean towards Athletics.
Yeah, you know, I've been everyone's been following me on Twitter, listening to the show. They know that I've been on the Athletics 3 out of 3 times, I believe. And I've been just playing them, and I'm going to keep riding my Athletics here, and I'm going to take the Athletics minus 115 on the money line against Los Angeles Angels. I would also have a slight lean to the over in this one, over 9, but I'm going to go ahead and lock in the Oakland Athletics and see if they can continue continue my hot hand with the Athletics here in this one. Russ, we got a second game on the board, another early game out on the West Coast. We got the Padres against the Diamondbacks. Padres are rolling out Lucchesi against the Diamondbacks, who have Weaver on the mound. The Padres are a slight favorite at minus 120, over under 8.5. You know, Russ, this is an interesting one. I'm a big Diamondbacks believer this year. They kind of let me down in a couple spots early in the season, came right back with them yesterday at plus 114, was a winner. We had a little sweat there at the end. They took the lead in the eighth or ninth inning, I believe, and Padres scored in the bottom of the ninth to make it a one-run game with a man on second with two outs. And we got the victory with the Diamondbacks. I'm going to go back to the well here again with this game. I'm going to go ahead and play the over 8.5. It's been kind of low scoring series so far. So I'm going to go ahead and pivot off of a side. I'm going to go with the over 8.5 here and play the regression game. It can't go under again. It cannot go under the total again. I'm going over 8.5 in this one. Any thoughts here?
Sometimes when the hitters don't hit, it, you can't score runs. But I kind of like the over in this matchup. I do. I like the over. So I'm with you on that. Very slight lean to Arizona, very slight lean to the over.
So yeah, that's kind of how I would go.
Coming up is my game. So
all right. Well, we got over 8.5. That's my play here in this game. I also have a slight lean to the Diamondbacks. Not too high on the Padres this year, and I'm much higher on the Diamondbacks than I am the Padres. So I'm going to go slight lean on the Diamondbacks with a play lock in of over 8.5 in the Diamondbacks game. Next game on the board, we got the Toronto Blue Jays at the Washington Nationals. Nationals are rolling out Anibal Sanchez against Mr. Thornton for the Toronto Blue Jays. This is an interesting one. The Nationals you would think that they would be a much bigger favorite in this one, but the money line suggests otherwise. We got the Nationals at minus 120 over 10.5, over under 10.5, minus 110 to both sides here. Russ, give us your play of the day. Let's lock it in.
So as you know, fans, I've been 2-0 in my lock of the days, and today my lock of the day are the Washington Nationals at minus 120. Minus 120, the Washington Nationals win this game. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of reasons why. But one of the reasons is Toronto. They just came off. They're going off a road trip. They travel from Sunday night. They come Monday. They get to the ballpark. It's an earlier start. The Nationals are sitting at home, had their own home cooking. I just think that with the scare that went on with the Marlins, and there's a couple games postponed today, I think that the Nationals will win this game tonight. The Nationals are my play of the day.
Lock it in, Nationals minus 120, according to mybookie.ag. That is Russ's, Ramblin' Russ's play of the day here. I actually like this game too, but I think I'm going to go from a derivative standpoint. I'm going to go ahead and play the Nationals first half, first five innings, minus 122 with Anibal Sanchez on the mound. I just think it's a better matchup. Nationals have better lineup, in my opinion. So I'm going to go ahead and play the first half, first five innings, Washington Nationals minus 122. Next game up on the board. So we're in agreement on that one, basically. I would take the Nationals if I had to play the full game as well. I'd also, I don't know, 10.5 seems like a big total, but I mean, these teams can score some runs, so I'm going to stay away from that one. But yeah, first half, first five innings for me there from the Nationals. Next game up on the board, we got the Cubs rolling out Mr. Lester against Wade Miley and the Cincinnati Reds at home. Cincinnati is even money right now, underdog. The Cubs are in a way favored at minus 120, over under 10 runs, minus 110 to both sides. Any thoughts here, Russ?
Well, the Cubbies are off to a decent start at 2-1, Cincinnati 1-2. And Chris Bryant is 1-14 so far on the season. So I kind of am leaning towards, believe it or not, I'm leaning towards the Reds in this game at home. I'm leaning towards the Reds. They're at home. They're an underdog. I mean, the Cubbies are not really playing that great. The Reds, I mean, you know, both teams are just really a tough game to pick. I would lean towards the Reds. I think that the matchup here, again, with the travel, again, first game of the road trip for the Cubs, right? They were at home. They're coming off a homestand, I believe, the first weekend. Now they're going over to Cincinnati. And I just think that the Reds are primed to beat the Cubs. It's a little bit of a rivalry for Cincinnati, and I think both teams will get to 2-2.
Yeah, and that's where we're going to disagree here. I think that in this one, I watched the Reds games the last couple of days. I had some plays on them. They just look very disappointing in terms of their production. And I'm going to go ahead and lock in the Cubs here, minus 120. I'm also going to play the over 10 runs, minus 110. I think that the Cubs, Cincinnati's a hitter's ballpark. I think that Chicago could definitely put up a lot of runs here. Cincinnati's definitely capable of putting up runs as well. So, I'm going to go ahead and lean Chicago Cubs at minus 120. I'm going to go ahead and lock in the total of over 10, minus 110 in this one. Next game on the board, but before we get into that, I just want to say, guys, we are back. We got mybookie.ag. You guys have been waiting for this day since March, and mybookie is a home run, a slam dunk, and a triple overtime game-winning shot all wrapped up into one. I love it. You love it, and that's what I use. You got to get over there. MyBookie has got up-to-the-minute odds on favorite teams. With the start of the NBA bubble season just around the corner, there's never been a better time to start playing. With MyBookie, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. If you join today with MyBookie...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
They'll match your deposit 100%, plus they'll toss you in a free $10 Major League Baseball future wager. All you got to do is enter the promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, when signing up. Once again, they'll match your deposit 100%, plus they'll toss you in a free $10 MLB future wager. All you got to do is use the promo code HOOPBALL when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win. And they pay, and I can attest to that. I've definitely been working with them. I use them. I love how they operate. And you guys should really get involved out there and make sure you use that promo code. All right, next game on the board, we got Atlanta Braves visiting the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays are a minus 145 favorite on the money line. The Braves plus 125 over under 8.5 here. I'm going to go a little contrarian in this one. I'm going to go ahead and say lean over 8.5 and the Braves plus 125 as the short underdog in Tampa. What about you?
It's not a bad pick. I think Atlanta's they've beat two in a row again. But I have to stay with my theory here, and I'm going to go against you because it's their first road game. It's the first next trip they made from New York. Now they're going to Tampa Bay. They're flying down to Tampa Bay, right? So I'm just going to stay with that, and I'm going to take Tampa Bay at home. And I think they got the better pitcher too, believe it or not. So I like Tampa Bay.
Glasnow, huh? Yeah, well, listen, the Braves pitcher is definitely very capable. I don't even know how to pronounce his name correctly, and I'm just going to chop it up, so I'm not even going to pronounce it. But I think he's a very capable pitcher. I'm going to go with the Braves, plus 125, over 8.5 runs in this one. Next game on the board, guys, we got the Milwaukee Brewers traveling to Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates rolling out Brault, Brewers rolling out Hauser. The Brewers are a away favorite in this one, minus 180. Pirates home dog, plus 150, over under 9.5 here, with the under being shaded to minus 115. Anything you like in this one, Russ?
I don't have an opinion on this game. This is a really tough game to handicap, believe it or not. If I had a gun to my head, I would take the over as one of my plays today. One of my plays.
I'm with you here.
Heavily lean over.
Yeah, it's a game. It's a game I just kind of want to stay away from. You got to know which games not to bet. You know what I mean? But if I had to have an opinion, probably go over as well, over the total. But I have no opinion on this game, so don't listen to anything I say on that one. Next game on the board, we got the Seattle Mariners visiting the Houston Astros. Astros pitching with James. Mariners, Graveman. We got the Houston Astros as a big favorite here, minus 255, over under is 9, shaded to the over at minus 120. I have zero opinion on this game. With Seattle winning yesterday, you'd like to think that the Houston Astros here is a good spot, -1.5, minus 130, but just a game I'm not going to touch. What about you, Russ?
I couldn't agree more with you. It's a really ridiculous game again. I mean, Houston should have won yesterday. I had them. Not going to lie to you. I had Houston a little bit and they let me down yesterday. But I don't have an opinion on that one. I would stay away from that one too, just like the Pittsburgh Milwaukee game.
Yeah. If I had to lean one way or the other, it'd probably be either, you know, an overplay or a Houston -1.5, but it's not a game I'm betting. So once again, do not follow my advice on that one. It's just kind of my, you know, overall thoughts from a betting perspective. Just, you know, run it back with the Astros after they lost last night. You know, Seattle can score runs, so maybe the over, but yeah, no play here. I'm gonna pass. It's a pass game for me. We got the Chicago White Sox next up against the Cleveland Indians. Indians are rolling out Savale against Cease for the White Sox. Indians are minus 130 favorites, over under 10, shaded to the under minus 115. This is a game where I really, really think that with a short home price for the Indians here, even though the White Sox are very capable, as we can see, they're capable of scoring a lot of runs in a short period of time. I'm going to go with the Indians here. I'm going to lock in the chalk. I'm going to go with the Indians minus 130 here on this one.
I would agree with you. Indians, slight lean on this one at home. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Two more games to talk about, Russ. So we got the Kansas City Royals rolling out Montgomery, the lefty, against the Detroit Tigers in Fulmer, the righty. Fulmer is a minus 130 favorite right now with the Tigers. Royals plus 110, over under is 10, shaded under at minus 115. Any thoughts here on this game?
Detroit's hot. They're home. They didn't have to travel anywhere last night to today. I like the Tigers. Detroit plus the minus whatever they are, but they've won two straight. I'm staying with them to get to three straight.
Yeah, I like the over in this one, over 10 runs, minus 105. I think both teams are very capable of putting up some runs, hitting some home runs. So I'm going to go over 10 in this one. It's probably not the greatest play in the world, but it's kind of where, you know, I've watched a little bit of these teams play so far this season. They're both very capable teams of putting up some runs if they need to. I like their lineups. The pitchers aren't really doing much for me here. So I'm going to roll over 10 lean here in this one. But again, probably a game I'm not going to be betting a whole lot of. So just for a little bit of fun for the evening games, I'm going to go Royals Tigers over 10 minus 105. Last game on the board, Ramblin' Russ. We got the New York Mets rolling out Waka. I don't even know how to pronounce his name, against the Boston Red Sox and Oshis. The Mets are a minus 120 road favorite here in this one. Over under is a huge whopping 11.5. Over is minus 105, shaded to the under at minus 115. Any thoughts here on this one? I know you know a lot about the Northeast team, so give me a little bit of... Yeah,
the handicapping gods are expecting the Mets to explode after they put up one run the first game. I think two runs the second game and one run yesterday. And they gave up 14 runs to the Braves. Now, the best thing about baseball is momentum's the next day's starting pitcher. Waka, I mean, he's not up for Cy Young Award. And the guy for the Red Sox has barely pitched in his career, or he's not very strong either. That's why you have such a high total. You have Fenway Park right hand. You have Fenway Park. I would not bet the Mets until they could prove they could score five, six runs in a game. I mean, I don't know how the Mets are really struggling right now. So I would fade the Red Sox. I would lean Red Sox here, and I would not touch the over-under. If anything, I think it's going under because I don't think the Mets are scoring that many runs, and you just don't know. So, I mean, I would be very careful on this game. I would see what happens. Both teams stink, quite frankly. Both 1-2, both off to abysmal starts. Abysmal starts. The Mets were up 2-1 in the ninth, their second game of the year, looking like they were going to get to 2-0. Diaz blows us another save again already in the first weekend of the season. And the Red Sox, they lost two games at home to the Baltimore Orioles, and they're not world beaters. So this is an ugly game. I mean, if I don't know what the halftime total is. If it's six runs for the first five innings, maybe you go under and hope that you get a good start from either pitcher. I wouldn't touch this game. I don't think I'd bet this game with your money, Ira.
Well, listen, I got a little bit of an opinion here. You know, Josh Oshis for the Boston Red Sox, you know, he's been in the he's been around. He's, you know, but his ERA is pretty bad. 4.86, almost five. You know, he's had some stints with a couple teams. He's pitching for the Red Sox this year. If I had to play either side, I would probably lean Mets minus 120. Not a huge believer in, you know, in the lefty here for the Red Sox. So I'm going to go ahead and play the Mets minus 120, but I'll probably lock it in a little later. I'm sure I'll get a worse line, but I'm going to go ahead and focus on the day games, which I gave out earlier. Once again, everybody, thank you so much for joining us today on Today in Sports Betting, a podcast presented by HoopBall. That's hoop-ball.com. I am on Twitter at Ira Silver Magic. Don't forget about Ramblin' Russ's lock of the day, the Nationals at minus 120. And follow me on Twitter for my official plays going forward throughout the rest of the day. Again, thanks so much for joining us, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much for joining us, Russ.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.